Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Welcome indeed to yet another edition of Georgia Wrestling Now, hosted by, as always, one half of your rock and roll model, PWR Tag Team Champions, Johnny Danger, and the multiple award-winning Jonathan Williams.
That's right, so we're both champions of sorts. For those who follow me on Twitter or know friends with me on Facebook or whatever, you have heard the news, WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. Did win once again as best local blog in Creative Loafing's Best of Atlanta. But not only that, I won best local blogger this year. So technically Wrestling with Pop Culture is a 3-award-winning website online publication. So thank you for that to everyone who listens to the show that voted, and to Johnny Danger for announcing that. And congratulations to Johnny Danger for still being a tag team champion.
Yeah, although to be honest, things didn't really go my way over the weekend, but as you mentioned, I do still have the belt.
So tell me about your weekend. I unfortunately did not see either of the events that you participated in.
Well, we'll start with Saturday, Platinum Championship Wrestling in Porterdale, where, of course, I host the most exciting children's educational entertainment variety, whatever the hell I think of that night show, a little thing I like to call Johnny Danger Time. And the message behind this week's show was overcoming your fears. You know, I like to teach the kids something every week, so I give them some ideas they could use to combat their fears. And we found out Johnny Danger has a little bit of a fear of heights. Well, I reasoned that a supernatural can climb a ladder. In a ladder match against Chip Day, I should be able to climb a ladder all by myself. And so with the fans behind me, I was able to climb the ladder. And then to the surprise of no one, Chip Day and Skylar Cross rushed the ring and basically threatened to kill me unless I canceled my show and left PCW forever. Which, of course, I refused to do because, as I told them, those buttholes ended my wrestling career there and they're not going to take my show from me. So just when they were about to, you know, repaint the floor with my brains, thankfully Marco Polo and Supernatural ran out with the assist, and I lived to fight another day. And that other day was Sunday at Pro Wrestling Resurrection in Gainesville, where my hetero life mate Matt Sexcells and I hosted another edition of Rockstar Idol. For the first time ever, we had 2 contestants, the lovely Aja Pereira and the very talented Kevin Ballinger. And, you know, we were kind of torn, so we inducted both of them. They're both official members. And I teamed with Aja right off the bat to take on Quasimandisco's team of The Reckoning, which was Adrian Armour and Grundy. And when I had, I don't even want to call her a woman, whatever Grundy is, in my ankle lock, Adrian Armour knocks me out from behind with my tag title. And when I wake up, I realize I lost the match.
But you did not lose the title, so that's the good news.
Did not lose the title, and I was so pissed off that Aja and I think we put Quasimandisco out for a while, so I think it was worth it in the end.
Well, I think he probably deserves a break, so to speak.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
Cool, well... trying to think of, I attended the Creative Loafing Best of Atlanta party in Centennial Park on Thursday. Then I attended Music Midtown briefly on Friday, and I went to the East Atlanta Strut on Saturday where it rained, and I stood in the rain and watched the pitiful parade, but at least it was still a parade.
Nice.
I don't mean that in any way to bash the Strut, but you know, bad weather just kind of ruined it.
Yeah.
But Let's see. So I guess we should talk about this week's guest. First, we're going to talk to the Washington Bullets, who have a lot going on. They're going to be – they have a Progression Pro on Sunday. I'm guessing you probably saw them on Saturday at PCW. I know they're part of the tag team season there again.
Yeah, they picked up another win on Saturday, looking very impressive.
And they're also still involved with Anarchy, and, of course, they will be part of Monstrosity Championship Wrestling at Fright Fest at Six Flags. We didn't have any callers you missed last week. We had Micah Taylor on, and we did some trivia for a pair of tickets to Six Flags Fright Fest, which his question was, who was the first Deep South Wrestling Tag Team Champions? That's relevant in a sense, because Deep South Wrestling, when it was still a developmental territory for WWE, ran some shows at the Axis Arena where MCW will be. So if anyone knows the answer to that, who the first tag team champions were for Deep South Wrestling, you can Google it. It's on Wikipedia. We got a pair of tickets to Fright Fest, which can be used every weekend in October. So you can see MCW as well as ride all the roller coasters. And I think we'll probably do another trivia question later in the show, because I've got another pair of tickets for that. Or we may just save those for next week. But, yeah, so anyway, the Washington Bullets are coming up actually in the last half. But before that, we've got a guy that I don't really know a whole lot about, and I don't think you do either, Johnny, but you did have your own dealing with him at the last MCW show. His name is Father Darkness, and he leads a group called Evil Inc. And they claimed they were taking over MCW, and they put out a challenge and ended up being your friend Supernatural and his tag team partner El Zombie Mascaras and Johnny Danger accepting the challenge. And it sounds like your match yesterday was similar to your last match at MCW in a sense.
Yeah, it's real unfortunate. I've been on a pretty big roll this year, you know, compared to my first year in the sport, but lately people like to jump me from behind, hit me with objects when I'm not looking. You know, a win's a win. I'm not making excuses, but me and Father Darkness can have a little conversation when he gets on the phone.
Well, he should be on any minute. I don't know if you've done any research or heard anything about these guys, but they're from South Carolina. They are definitely an odd lot of people, so I'm just interested to hear a little more about them and what their intentions are within MCW and anywhere else that they're wrestling. I think they wrestle for, oddly enough, for a Christian organization in South Carolina.
Wow.
I'm guessing they're not faces there.
You know, I haven't done any formal research on the guys, but I think I learned all I need to know when they spent about 10 minutes kicking my head in at Famous Pub.
All right. Well, he should be calling any second. But what else is going on in the wrestling world?
Well, we can jump back to PCW on Saturday. As I mentioned, the Washington Bullets picked up another win in the tag team season. Chip Day and Siler Cross announced that they're going to focus on their respective singles matches. They've left the tag team season, giving their points to a team from Florida by the name of Los Bendejos, who I believe will be facing the Bullets in the semifinals at Sacred Ground, Chapter 4, on October the 5th. And, of course, the other half of the semifinals is the big F and deal of Brian Blaze and Jeter, who are facing De La Vega and a partner of his choosing. So that's
well,
talented teams, right? Go ahead.
Well, I meant to ask you earlier, and that reminded me, is Wild Child Joey Kidman still a member of the Rock and Roll Models?
Wild Child Joey Kidman. Last I heard, he was in yet another rehab facility, you know. Us Rock and Roll Models, what can I say? Joey Kidman, he goes where he wants to go. I like the guy. I got a lot of respect for him. He's going to be at Sacred Ground taking on Bobby Moore. And I'm sure if he ever wants to show up at PWR and rock and roll again, we'd be happy to have him.
That was actually why I asked, because he said he would like to come on the show next week to talk about his match against Bobby Moore. So
great.
I was going to ask, I know in previously we've had him scheduled to call in, and he'll call in late or not at all or things like that.
No,
so,
that does not sound like Joey Kidman.
No. So I was going to ask for your advice on that. Should we have him on next week? Risk having 20 minutes of dead air?
I'll try. Am I going to take the heat if he doesn't call in?
No, I mean, that's what would happen if he did call in.
You know what, Joey Kidman? I hope you're listening because I'm putting my ass on the line for you. I say you're the guest next week.
All right, well, there you go. One of our guests for next week has already been announced, Wild Child Joey Kidman. But I believe we've got our first guest on the line. His name is Father Darkness, and he leads a group called Evil Inc., and I'll let him explain the rest. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to it.
Yes, sir. So tell us a little bit about this group. You know, we haven't heard a whole lot about you prior to, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, at MCW, but I know you do wrestle up in the, or you do, you're a manager, but your group wrestles up in the South Carolina and, I guess, Northeast Georgia area mostly?
Yeah, we do North Carolina, South Carolina, we do Georgia. We pretty much go anywhere that needs us, and right now we're pretty needed in Monstrosity Championship Wrestling, so that's where we are at the moment.
Yeah, we need you guys like a hole in the head.
Yeah, you needed that wake-up call that we gave you. I'm glad I'm glad that you recognize that the only reason you're still walking is because of my deep heart.
What do you want me to say? Thank you?
Yeah, that's a beginning. And maybe the next beating won't be as bad.
This guy's
in
a light, Jonathan.
This isn't about you. I called in, we're talking about my Evil Inc., my company, what I run. So let's continue.
Well, tell us about Evil Inc. I know when you were introduced by Professor Morte, he said Evil Incorporated, and you corrected him. And I noticed on your Facebook page, it's Evil, and then INC is all caps. Is that an acronym for something, or can you explain
Evil
that?
Evil stands for extremely violent in life. And that's what all of us are. We are dark, sinister. We're tired of the heroes, the fake heroes, the people that the fans always cheer for, always want to win. And then when you're not expecting it, they stab you in the back. See, we're here to fight that. Because what you see with Evil Inc. is what you get. We're not going to stab anybody in the back. We're not going to do anything like that. We're going to call you out face to face, just like we did when we debuted at Monstrosity.
Now, if I may interject briefly, Jonathan, you did call us out face-to-face, and I can appreciate that, but what do you call it when your man came in from the outside and hit Supernatural with a cane to cost us that match?
Well, that was just his way of saying hello. See, what you guys had said when you first introduced me was, we don't know much about Evil Inc., and that's our edge. And you are right. You don't know much about us. But we've done our homework on MCW. We've done our homework on Dracula, Darkmon. We're taking over MCW. That's why we came. We put a video on Facebook way back in June saying we was coming. And when we showed up, you wasn't ready. And now what we're saying now is come this Saturday at Fright Fest at Six Flags, we're coming again.
I'm guessing you're not going to reveal exactly what your intentions are, or if there are any particular targets at MCW, but I kind of have to ask, is there anything you would like to say about that?
Well, see, that's where Monstrosity is worried. Because they don't know who we're going to bring. I could bring the same guys that I brought last time. I could bring Michael Caine, Damian Legion. I could bring the Phantom of the Ring, Alan Price. I could bring Rage Davidson. I could bring a whole new group of people you've never even seen. And the key is, you don't know who's in Evil Inc. somebody that's already wrestling for Monstrosity Championship Wrestling could be with us. You don't know if management is with us. No one knows but me.
Well,
so what
you're
saying is Professor Morte could already be in your back pocket.
I'm not saying that, but it could be. I'm not going to show you my cards.
Well,
yeah, I don't buy that,
give,
but we'll see.
Just to give the rest of MCW some, you know, a little bit of an advantage, perhaps. Where else do you guys typically wrestle? You know, maybe they want to look up some footage and see what they're.
I'll be more than happy to let you know that. You can go to RageDavidson.com. You can look up our stuff there. We're on Facebook, Evil Inc. You can look up my own personal booking manager, Art Long, on Facebook. We've got videos all over YouTube. We don't hide. Do your homework, and then maybe you can hang with the real monsters of pro wrestling.
Well, I did do a little bit of research myself, and I saw that you wrestle for 3CW. I forget what that stands for, but it looked like it was a church organization or something. I imagine you guys are not big fan favorites at a place like that.
Oh, no. No, no, no. That's you are right. It is a Christian organization. It's Carolina Christian Championship Wrestling. That's why we slimmed it down to 3CW. But, yeah, they don't like us. They don't like us. But they know why we're there. And we take over. And I think that the biggest part of the reason that the crowd comes is to see us, because they fear us. And sometimes you got to look fear straight in the face.
And I'll give the devil his due. You've assembled a very tough stable of guys. Where did you find these freaks of nature at?
Come on, we don't need to resort to name calling.
It was a
compliment. They're all over the independent wrestling scene in South Carolina, North Carolina, New Jersey. You are right, I do have a big stable. I'm up to about 6-7 guys. And I've only told you a few of the names. I mean, check out the website. You'll see guys like Matt Burns, Draven Shadows, and we took over the South, and now it's time to move to Georgia. South Carolina's ours.
Well, for people who haven't seen these guys in action, what can you tell us about each of the people that are in your group?
Vincent Allen Price, the Phantom of the Ring. He's our high flyer, very fast, very speedy. A lot of people can't keep up with his stamina. I've got the monster, Rage Davidson. He doesn't play. He doesn't pull his punches. He's out to destroy anything in his path. I got the urban legend, Matt Burns. Very methodical and tactical. He's been in the business for a very long time, and he's very sinister. And he loves to cause pain. I have Damian Legion. He's a little bit crazy. Damian and Legion are one person with two different minds. So you've got to catch him in the right attitude, or else you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Michael Caine, the Disciple of Devastation, follows me wherever I go, always makes sure I'm safe. And Draven Shadows, the Human Mountain, the man is huge. And you haven't even seen him yet, but he is coming to Monstrosity Championship Wrestling.
Is there anyone in particular in MCW that you guys have your eye on, either as potential new members or as opponents?
We're always looking for new members and opponents. We're not afraid of anybody. We issued an open challenge, and we took the undead luchadors and Johnny Danger, and we taught him a lesson. It's don't volunteer for nothing. That's a good lesson to learn.
We got a comedian here, Jonathan.
I'm just curious about Michael Kane, that's spelled K-I-N-E, for those who are listening that may not know, so it's not the guy from the Dark Knight trilogy or but
no.
Is there any relation perhaps there?
No, not that I'm aware of, no. Michael Caine, the Disciple of Devastation, is just a very loyal follower of mine.
And what is it that he sees in your guidance that's so valuable?
Well, my guys that are with me go to the top. I mean, if you're with me, you go to the top, you have the best of everything. I mean, who wouldn't want to be in Evil Inc.? Evil Inc. is the largest faction going, and we're not confined. The difference between us and other factions, we're not confined to one organization. We go all over. I mean, people do not know where Evil Inc. is going to be. Two of us could be at Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. Two of us could be at 3CW. You never know where we're going to be on what night, but when we show up, damage and chaos is going to follow us.
And let's just suppose you guys do manage to take over Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. Where does that leave the rest of us? What's your grand vision?
When, not if, when we take over Monstrosity Championship Wrestling, only the best will stay. And y'all will fight for my amusement.
Well, I can't wait.
Well, Johnny, he mentioned he'll be at Fright Fest, or he and the whole group will be there in some form over the next few weeks. Do you have any plans on being there, or when do you think you'll face these guys again, or did you have enough of them already?
You know me, Jonathan. I never have enough of anything, and I'd love to get in the ring with those guys again. I know that sounds strange. You know, most men wouldn't love to get the crap kicked out of them, and you know, all jokes aside, what the man's saying is true. Michael Caine, Vincent Allen Price, two very tough men. Rage Davidson was a monster. I mean, one hit from him was like a cinder block. Yeah, I'd do it again. I don't know if I'm going to be at Fright Fest. As you know, I'm dealing with a few medical issues right now. But I think I speak for the Undead Luchadors. Rematch one day in the future is coming.
Well, we accept. We totally accept that challenge because we love beating them up. The first time so much, we'd love to do it again to show everybody that we're not a joke, we're here to take over, and it's going to happen.
And hey, you know what, I'll do you one better, maybe next time, so there's no excuses. We'll just go ahead and make everything legal.
That's the way we play. I think you just made a big, huge mistake, because when we do everything, we do it hardcore, we do it extreme. We don't pull punches. I've already said that.
And I believe you when you say that. Like you said earlier, your guys came in, you said hello to MCW, but the next time you meet Johnny Danger and the Undead Luchadors, we might just say goodbye to Evil Inc.
You wouldn't be the first to fail.
Well, he wants to get the last word, Jonathan, so I'll give it to him. We'll do our talking in the ring.
Is there anything else? I'm a busy man, got a lot of things to do.
Well, I was going to ask where else people can see you guys in the next week or two. Do you have any other shows coming up at 3CW or anywhere else?
3CW's next show will be October 19th. You can look them up on Facebook, Carolina Christian Championship Wrestling. I, however, will not be there that night. October 19th, I will be in Asheville, North Carolina at the world-famous Orange Peel for TCW Wrestling, where I will be a special guest referee for Michael Judas versus Salem Center 6 at the Orange Peel in Asheville. And October 27th, we will be in Myrtle Beach for a new company just starting. I believe it's Extremely Violent Wrestling in Myrtle Beach, so we'll be there on the 27th.
What is the promotion where you'll be refereeing? Because both of those guys are monsters themselves.
Yeah, that's a big match. That's October 19th in Asheville, North Carolina, at the Orange Peel for TCW, Tri-State Championship Wrestling. You got Michael Judas from Anarchy. You got Salem Center 6, two of the biggest monsters in indie wrestling, and me as the referee. So that's going to be a big match.
How did you get involved in that one?
Well, I believe that TCW is tired of my takeover of their company, so they're probably trying to put me out of commission by putting me in a ring with two monsters. But with my experience controlling monsters, I'm the only man for the job, because it takes a monster to control monsters.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for calling tonight. We look forward to seeing what happens at Six Flags, and I will also keep track from afar on all these other shows that you have going on. So hopefully we'll hear from you or some of your other guys in the near future too. Do any of them speak, or do you speak for all of them?
No, they speak. The devil gave them their tongue. They do speak. Rage Davidson, on the other hand, he speaks through me, but he'll be talking before no time. And I just want to say before I get off here, make sure y'all go out to Fright Fest. We're going to be there Saturday, and this is just step two in our takeover.
All right. Well, I'll definitely be there. And look forward to seeing who you guys face and what comes next for Evil Inc. and MCW.
All right. You guys take care. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, Johnny, I guess before we take commercial break, do you have any thoughts on our first guest?
How long do you want the show to stay on the radio?
Well, we've got about half an hour, if you mean time constraints. But as far as censorship goes, I don't think the FCC really cares about what we have to say. So,
in that case, I think he's an asshole. He's telling the truth, though. His guys, they are a force to be reckoned with. But my last name is Danger, and I'm short on common sense. So I think you see where this is going.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking to the Washington Bullets.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? What happened in Columbus on my birthday? Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with PWR Tag Team Champion Johnny Danger. Before we bring the Washington Bullets on the line, I think I want to do another trivia question for tickets to Six Flags. Johnny, do you have any ideas?
Do I have any ideas? Put me on the spot here.
Come up with something. I'm just asking. You've been in MCW for a little while. It could be an MCW trivia question.
Okay. I got an MCW trivia question. In the match between myself and Dragula, before I saw the light, so to speak, who was it that came to the ring to save Dragula from the Alabama and the Kentucky Wolfman?
All right, that's a good question. So you can call 347-324-5735 with the answer. And we still have last week's trivia question, too, which was who were the first Deep South Wrestling Tag Team Champions? There was a pretty big hint given by our guest Micah Taylor last week. But speaking of tag teams, I'm going to bring these guys online. This is Trey and John Williams of the Washington Bullets. Washington Bullets, how are you guys tonight?
Hey, what's up?
Cool. Doing good.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys calling tonight. So I guess first things first, did you guys hear He's Got a Gun last week?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just curious what the deal is there. Did you know there was a show there running at the same venue? Did you not know? Would you rather not talk about it?
Really, honestly, with that venue and that show, Progressing will be there September 29th. Tag Team Grand Prix is going on. Everything else, really, we just got to kind of focus on what we're doing. So, with that being said,
Also, with the booking of that venue and whatever rules that they have surrounding other people coming in there, I've always been of the mindset of working together within the wrestling business, and Jonathan, you know, specifically with Famous Club, that we work together and cross-promoted, sort of like in the same way that on WrestleMania weekend, they had all the Dragon Gate Evolve shows, all those things put together in that one building with CZW and those other talents. And that's always how I looked at it, the big, happy wrestling family. I never looked at it as any sort of crazy thing. I never even looked at it as us trying to take something from them, especially due to the fact that they have a completely different talent roster than we do. So I don't know exactly what the huge problem is, but that's it.
So I think what the Washington Bullets are saying is, can't we all just get along?
Nah, we're saying Progressing Pro is going to keep progressing, and that's how we're going to keep it at that. So everything good, man. Everybody happy. Let's keep getting this.
I like that.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about this next show on Sunday. It's a Tag Team Grand Prix. Tell us what that means.
It's actually going to be an amazing tournament this Sunday. The Brady Gym starts at 5:30, so it's actually going to be before the Falcons game, and the show is probably going to end before the Falcons game begins. And it's going to be a lot of great talent, just different tag teams from across the state and the Southeast in general. And I think it's going to be an amazing tournament, amazing show. And it's a lot different than any other tag tournament you've seen.
In what way?
Yeah, totally. Just the amount of guys that we have that are just completely different. Like, for example, we have the KOA coming in, which is Sugar Dunkerton and Aaron Epic, I haven't really seen in the Georgia wrestling scene at all. And we're also going to have Simon Servant, Tommy Too Much, the exotic ones, who normally kind of hold, you know, everything together at Peach State. They kind of are a great established team there, and it's going to be great to see them kind of mix it in with the Progressing Pro roster.
Yeah. Well, you guys, I think Aaron Epic was doing a little bit with Anarchy. I don't know if it was while you guys were up there too, but it was only, I saw him a couple of times on their TV.
Oh, okay. Well.
But other than that, yes, he hasn't done a whole lot in Georgia. So, and Sugar Duncan, of course, that's always good to see him again.
Yeah, I'm excited about the coming down. They had the Resistance Championship, IWA, like, they golden with the West and up north. So, to have him come down and be a part of it, hopefully we'll be strong and we'll be able to get in the ring with him. But Sugar and Epic always talking about chopping and hitting people, so that's always something that you're not looking forward to.
Well, I assume you guys are going to be involved in this as well, right?
Yes, we will be.
Yeah. How you have a tag team tournament? The Bullet, we got to be there. Come on now. Yeah. Come on. I ain't trying to toot it, but I think at Progression, that tournament is something that we can take and every year be happy to come back and defend and have new tag teams come in every year and Let's have a fight for it. It's going to be a good day, and I think it'll be a good event for everybody. It'll be something that'll move us into a new stage. Yeah.
And speaking of tag team tournaments, of course, you guys, two-time platinum, platinum season tag team champions. Yes, tag team season champions. Thank you. At PCW, and then last year you almost three-peated. And this year, it looks like you're right up there again. So what are your thoughts on that with Sacred Ground coming up in a couple weeks?
Yeah, this one is actually going to be a pretty interesting tag team season, especially because the team that we're facing, we haven't even really faced at all. Because if you look at the other years, you know, the teams that we had faced like several times and kind of knew them. But
yeah.
Those Pendejos are guys who we've never even been in the same building with. So we kind of have to study up, but I think it's going to be a really fun match and I'm looking forward to it. And there's also like a huge thing of mystery with it because now that you have De La Vega, who apparently is going to get a mystery partner of some kind, I don't know if it's going to be somebody from PCW's past or somebody from the Georgia wrestling scene that's known, because we know how some people just pop up from anywhere. BFD, Brian Blaze and Jeter, I mean, they're always going to kind of be like our rivals kind of thing. So it's going to be an interesting tag team season this year. And I can't wait.
Yeah.
And on that note, assuming that you get past Los Pendejos, do you have a preference on who you face in the finals? I'm sure you'd like revenge against, you know, Jeter and Blaze, or do you want to take on De La Vega?
Honestly, we just got to get to the finals. So, like I said, Los Pendejos, once again, they all of Florida FIP champions. Have PWS down there, or USA Pro now. So we got a test in the first round. So we'll get through that one first, and then whoever's in the final. And I plan to be there. I want to win again. I'm mad we didn't win last year. I like a three-peat under my belt or something like this. But October 5th, Los Mendejos going to have to fight.
And then this Saturday, are you guys at Anarchy?
Yeah, should be, yeah. That's what I'm thinking, Anarchy Wrestling for me. We actually got a match coming up from last week on the YouTube page, watching Bullets 1-2-3, Dustin TV and Tommy versus Kevin Blue, Brent Parker, Dango.
Dango and Vandal.
And Vandal. I'm saying Vandal.
Too many people in that match.
So, good. And I can view that this week. Watch the Bullets Wednesday coming up, so that'll be cool.
And then who are you facing there on Saturday? Do you know yet?
No, we don't know until we're there. And then what we got? Yeah, Sacred Ground coming up, Anarchy, BIW, the Bayou Independent Wrestling. We're doing that.
In Louisiana.
So it would be Louisiana and then Brookhaven, Michigan. That would be a pretty cool day.
Are you guys still the tag champs at NWA Southern All-Stars?
Well, no.
It's a tricky situation right now. You know, hopefully we could come back and compete for those titles. I'm not sure. I think they've been vacated
for a little while, right? So, just a little scheduling issue. So we'll get back and we'll go back up to Saul. We plan to take our titles back and move it into the right place too.
All right. Well, you guys are all over the place. You were at Peach State, I believe, a couple weeks ago, or is that another place you're going to be on a regular basis again?
Yeah, we hope to go back to Peach State. I like Peach State.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I haven't really been in a while, and I kind of see the same, but...
They loved us.
Yeah, they treated us different.
I was surprised because they had said some pretty nasty racial epithets toward us. You know, the first couple times we've been there, but I mean, when we came out there, I guess they hated Shane Marks and DeWitt Dawson and Casey Kincaid so bad that they just wanted to see us beat them. So it was a pretty interesting experience, pretty fun.
Yeah, and how did you guys win that match?
DeWitt Dawson actually got into the match.
Of course he did.
So they actually pulled one over on him, but it's okay. We'll actually see him again. So yeah, they cheated. They pulled one out. Yeah.
And where else? Am I forgetting any place? That's a lot of stuff you guys have coming up.
Yeah, on the map we got. We'll be in Alabama Thanksgiving. And Black Friday, doing a deal for Alabama Championship Wrestling, Mr. Jackson. We got 7-5 Wrestling that'll be on the map as well over there on the 9th. We also got DSCW with, I love DSCW and Mr. Woody Hamus. Hey, how you doing? That'll be on December 14th, so we're back there. And just in case, October the 18th to 19th, they're still doing that Last Dancer seminar at DSCW. I suggest people go to that just because you'll be around a person like Les Thatcher and you'll learn. So if you're looking into that, you should get in touch with Woody and see if they're still going ahead with that. You can do that and get in there because that'll be a good opportunity for a lot of new wrestlers out there.
Yeah, that's the thing to me about, I think, Georgia wrestlers in general. I think Georgia wrestlers, we're very spoiled, I think, as opposed to a lot of areas as far as, like, these seminars and stuff like that go and how cheap they are. It's not like you got to pay, like, $1,200 to do these things. They're all at a pretty good range, and you're going to learn something. So I don't know why anybody wouldn't do it who's trying to, you know, get better and learn their craft and hone in on it and get somewhere doing this, you know?
I know he's done those seminars for DSCW before. Did you guys participate in any of those?
Yeah, that's what I asked about for, yeah. We did it the last year in October. And it 2 straight days, 8 hours, bumpy, bumpy, bumpy in the morning. And then in the evening, you work on stuff and you talk. You had that show Saturday. Sunday, you come back and bumpy, 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 work on stuff and say goodbyes and try to get your little connections that way. But the things you learn, they're intangible. And the price that you'll pay is worth it. So, if that ain't an endorsement, I don't know what it is. I would go after you, not you, Jonathan, but even if you go.
Maybe, why can't I go?
but I would do something like that if I was a new wrestler, or even if just somebody trying to move up and do things. So. They got the wrestlers that care. Kyle went, wrestled Kyle, still going. B-Boy and Colt Cabana. Wardell win, Champers win, like, so it's a good thing. I will go.
All right. Well, of course, we've talked about it a lot tonight. MCW at Six Flags Fright Fest. Are you guys going to risk being turned into zombies for, I don't know, what would it be, the third time?
We love MCW always. Fright Fest for sure, man. I want to see the bullets there. I ain't scared of being a zombie. I came back 15 times. I got a poster for it now, Jonathan. You don't even know.
A poster?
A potion.
Oh, a potion.
Yeah, we got the cure.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, obviously you have something because you've come back from it a few times, but I guess who'd you talk to? Professor Morte or someone?
Oh, we can't tell our secret, please. We would have secrets.
Maybe Johnny Danger knows.
I'm not going to make these guys mad. I'm not telling any secrets. Right.
Why?
It's so not how like about for all your fans outside of the state of Georgia? You guys going on tour anytime soon?
I would love to. Matter of fact, you know what? At 11:16, 11:23, the show on 11:30, December 21st, we got all those days open. So Washington Bullets on at hotmail.com. Let us know we'll be out there for whoever, man. Like, what we trying to do right now. So whoever take us, we're still sending it out. And we just hope one day, that magic note with a golden letter comes and says, you guys have made it.
And hey, take it from me, if you have not seen the Washington Bullets, you're missing out. There is no tag team like these guys. Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Well, as far as Progression Pro goes, are you? Do you know if you're going to stay at that venue, or are you going to look for something new, or is that just remains to be seen?
Yeah, we just work as it comes to us now. We real focused on the 29th and this tournament and making sure that we get to it on top. So for more information on Progression Pro, though, which we will always have you guys kept up, it's at progressionprowrestling.com. We're at Progression Pro on Twitter, Progression Pro page. You can like us on Facebook as well. So just keep in touch. And the 29th, do not miss it. Great gym. It's going to go down like you've never seen before. So tag team tournament is with us. And what is our job now?
Our job's to win.
Your job's to lose, man. It's easy. How we do it?
Yep, 5:30, Bray Gym.
And then what is the winner of this tournament on Sunday? What does that team get? Are there belts, a trophy?
Progression Pro Grand Prix trophy. I hear it is actually magnificent. You said approximately taller than Nigel's, isn't it? I can't wait till Sunday when we get to see it all and it's all unveiled. And so we'll see, and it'll be great. So. Everybody, be ready. Come out, support, show love. We love you all. You love us. So, that's it, man.
Oh, hey, we've got a caller. I'm going to see who this is. Maybe it's someone either trying to answer a trivia question or maybe someone wants to ask the Washington Bullets something.
Yeah, let's go.
Caller, you're on Georgia Wrestling Now. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Pepe.
This is who?
Pepe.
Pepe? Okay.
Yeah. I was wanting to know if someone had asked a question.
See what?
Has anybody answered that question?
Are you calling from a gully right now?
Question?
Yeah, I was wanting to know if it might have been that big TNA fella.
Which
that
question are you answering?
The Johnny Danger and Dragon question.
Oh.
You got it wrong, buddy.
No, it wasn't anybody from TNA. That was a completely different show, though.
Oh, dang it.
Well, I mean, it's kind of right. He did come, Luke Gallows did come to the aid of Dragula, in a sense, against the Wolfman, but that was not prior to Johnny Danger's match with Dragula. I think that was the question, right, Johnny?
Yeah, it was during our match.
All right.
Luke Gallows was not there that night.
Oh, dang it. All right, thank you.
Yeah, well, listen,
you're
going
to have to
buy
a ticket, buddy.
We might have more tickets to give away next week, though, so keep listening.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, well... At least he tried.
Yeah.
Speaking of the big TNA fellow, Luke Gallows, a.k.a. Doc, is scheduled to be at the MCW show at Six Flags on Friday, signing autographs and selling T-shirts and whatnot. They don't serve alcohol at Six Flags, so I think people are safe.
Jonathan Williams with the shoot.
Well, we saw he's clearly no longer a part of the Straight Edge Society.
That's what I heard.
All right, well, guys, do you have anything else you want to let us know about or let our listeners know about before we let you go?
Just this Sunday, September 29th, Brady Gym. 5:30 p.m. It's going to be a great show. We didn't say this earlier, but Cody Hall is also going to be in there as well. It's going to be a great show. Also wrestling top to bottom. It's going to be a show you've never seen before, and you're going to be mad if you miss it.
Yeah,
who is
that? ProWrestling.com. We got us at the Bullets_Bullets Instagram, Twitter, Washington Bullets on Facebook. And check us out. Send me a message. Say hello. We always look to new persons. If you have any question for me, or if you have any grievance, maybe a problem or something that you have against me at all, please give me a call. Please send me a message. Be all over everything online. There's a way to just WashingtonBullets1@hotmail.com. If you don't have my number, send me an email. We'll figure it out so we can talk. But if anybody got anything to say to me, please just come talk to me. Please. So that's it. And we love everybody. Just keep that on.
Well, real quick, you mentioned Cody Hall. Is he in the tag team tournament or is he just doing a singles match?
We'll actually have to see if we can get this. So, see, another surprise for you.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks a lot to the Washington Bullets. We'll let you guys go. And I guess that was the only. This guy's still here. I'm going to see if he has another attempt at answering the question or if he's just listening. But Bullets, thank you guys. And if you want to stay on,
thank
you can. But good luck at Anarchy, Progression Pro, PCW, MCW, and all those other places that you said you're going to wrestle in the next couple months.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Right. Thanks, John. And y'all have a good one.
All right.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you later. Caller, did you have another guess at the trivia questions?
I've been thinking long and hard, and I will say the last thing I could think of was maybe that Phantom fella.
Phantom?
Yeah, that'd be my only other guess.
Well, I'll let Johnny Danger. Do you want to reveal the answer, Johnny, or should we save it? Let's go ahead and
tell
you.
It's your show, man. You tell me what to do.
Yeah, go ahead and reveal the answer. We'll come up with another trivia question next week.
The answer of the is completely wrong. The answer was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
We were looking for Bigfoot.
I got to that. It's my cousin Billy Joe. Yep.
All right. On that note, we're going to end the show. Next week, I guess we're going to be talking to Wild Child Joey Kidman. And I'm not sure who else, but we'll probably hear from Professor Morte or someone like that. But we're definitely, I guess I will give Joey Kidman another shot. Thanks to you, Johnny Danger.
Don't let me down, Kidman.
All right, well, thanks for listening. We'll be back next Monday at 7.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.